On Friday, December 3rd, 2021, after spending 2.5 years in ICE custody, a woman who goes by Miss Q was released from Rensselaer County Jail. Today, we are joined by her lawyer, Sophia Genovese. Sophia is a supervising attorney at the Catholic Charities Community Services, which is one of the organizations and advocacy groups who have been supporting Miss Q and calling for her release. Sophia Genovese, welcome to the Hudson Mohawk Magazine and congratulations.
Thank you so much. So happy to be here.
And Miss Q is finally home and with her family. Can you just tell us a little bit about who Miss Q is and how it came that you are representing her?
Miss Q is a young woman. She's in her mid-20s. She is from Ecuador. And she has been living in the United States since she was about 11 years old. She and her sister came in on visas and they overstayed their visas so that they can continue living with their family. Back in Ecuador, unfortunately, Miss Q was the victim of horrific childhood sexual violence and she needed to escape. So that's why ultimately she came to the United States. She was educated here. She completed her schooling here. She's trained as a graphic designer and was living an ordinary life, just lacked a piece of paper that said she was a citizen of this country. And so one night she was arrested. She served a prison sentence and then ultimately transferred to ICE custody. She was ordered deported because she simply was not eligible for any kind of relief to stay in the United States. And then she went back to prison and then was transferred back to ICE custody at the end of her prison sentence. And that's when she and I met, was right before she was being transferred back to ICE custody. So we can try and figure out any last legal remedies we could figure out so she could be able to stay in the country. And as we all know by now, when she was ultimately transferred by ICE to the Rensselaer County Jail, she was physically brutalized, resulting in what we now know a fractured ankle, among other injuries. And then once at the Rensselaer County Jail itself, she continued to be denied access to medical care, lived in egregious conditions, and suffered a lot of retaliation once she filed a civil rights complaint talking about all these horrible things that happened to her.
And so you mentioned that at Rensselaer County Jail, or on her way to Rensselaer County Jail, fractured her ankle and has some other injuries. What did you learn about the conditions at Rensselaer County Jail in working with Miss Q and filing her complaint?
We learned a lot. And to give a little bit of context, Rensselaer County Jail only holds a few immigrant detainees at a time. And most of these people have removal orders or prior deportation orders. So they're only at Rensselaer County Jail typically for a short amount of time, meaning a lot of information about how immigrant detainees is not really known or well understood. So when Miss Q was transferred to the jail, and because of her injuries, her deportation was delayed, we have the opportunity to learn a lot about what's going on in the inside. And as Ms. Q has reported, from the second she arrived at Rensselaer County Jail, the conditions were horrible. Her initial cell that she was taken to was covered in dirt, covered in trash, reeked of urine. She didn't have a mattress. So they gave her a used mattress, which had not been sanitized before being given to her, given stained towels. The room was so filthy that she requested a new room, and she was taken to a new room that was even worse, with a sink that didn't work, a clogged toilet, filthy. And on top of all of this, she was denied access to showers for 2 weeks. In fact, she was told to clean herself in her sink. Keep in mind that she's not even able to walk at this time. And so she really was struggling to just survive and walk around. And now she has these additional limitations of being in the clothes that she was assaulted in, being filthy, feeling gross, and in so much pain. In addition to this, we have issues with access to activities for ICE detainees. in the facility. They're not allowed to go outside. There's no programming. Their gym, their so-called gym that they have, is just what is a basketball court and a deflated volleyball, I believe is what I was told. There's no equipment there. So these women are, you know, inside four walls with no programming, nothing to do.
Thanks for sharing that, Sophia. And so on Friday, we learned that Miss Q was to be released. Now, so about a month ago, people gathered outside the Rensselaer County Jail in support of Miss Q and calling for her release. There was a lot of organizing that happened from covering that protest. I didn't expect her to be released now. Can you talk about Miss Q's release and how that came about?
Yeah, I think there's a lot of limitations to our laws, to our immigration laws in particular. And for people in Miss Q's situation where they have deportation orders, all we can do is ask for ICE to exercise their discretion in one, releasing them, and two, stopping their deportation. And that doesn't come around easily. You need pretty significant factors weighing in your favor to get them to exercise discretion. So in Miss Q's case, we submitted a civil rights complaint talking about all these terrible things that have happened to her at the hands of ICE and the Rensselaer County Jail. We got some press coverage around the complaint. And then from there, we built this amazing coalition of many organizations and advocacy groups all across the state, but of course, centrally located in Troy and Rensselaer and the Capital Region more broadly. And through their advocacy, they were able to put more coverage, more press and eyes on Miss Q's situation. And all of that public scrutiny was pushing ICE more and more to exercise their discretion. And it pushed ICE to actually open an investigation and interview Miss Q about the abuses she had suffered. And this scrutiny is really what pushed ultimately for Miss Q's release. Had this public scrutiny been absent, had it just been my independent legal advocacy, she would be in Ecuador by now.
And now what happens with Miss Q? She's out. Is she safe? Is she immune from deportation? What happens next?
She is absolutely not immune from deportation. In fact, ICE is still actively trying to deport her. What the Buffalo field office, or more specifically their Albany field office, has done is release her. They say, we don't want to deal with this anymore. And they have transferred her case to the New York City field office. And she was released on what's known as an order of supervision. Pursuant to that order, she has to get a passport and she has to actively participate in her own deportation, making her pay for her deportation. But also, let's not forget that she has a fractured ankle. ICE fractured her ankle. And to me, it seems like ICE may have been skirting in its responsibilities for her medical care by releasing her. So they're simultaneously skirting their medical responsibilities to her and making her foot the bill to heal her own foot, and also simultaneously, deferring responsibility to another field office and still actively trying to deport her. So this is an ongoing fight.
And how can those that have supported her in the past, or those listening to this interview now, continue to support Miss Q in all of this?
Miss Q has a pending pardon application with the governor. So we would ask everyone who has been supporting Miss Q to write letters to the governor urging her to grant Miss Q clemency. And the granting of clemency is going to open up a lot more doors for Miss Q to seek immigration relief. And we want to keep the pressure up on ICE to not deport her. Now that she's been released, ICE might think that, hey, the public isn't going to scrutinize us anymore. We don't have to deal with this. We can just quietly deport her and no one's going to notice. But we can't let that happen. We need to let ICE know that we're still watching and we're going to demand everything for Miss Q. We're going to demand that she be allowed to stay here.
Sophia Genovese, thank you so much for joining us today on the Hudson Mohawk Magazine.
Thanks so much for having me.